morning. It's 9:24. Got the sunshine, man, turning into a beautiful day. Go spread some of that on your face. 48 degrees where we're at right now. And as I said to Mandy, what a day for a 5K over at OSPTI. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Have Kelsey on the line now here from OSPTI. We've got a few other things to talk about. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
We have got a lot to get down to today. Some things coming up in the month of May that people need to know. Tell us about, is it better hearing and speech?
Yes, it is better hearing and speech month. So okay. I'm Kelsey, and I'm the speech therapist over at OSPTI. So I'm always excited when May comes because it's an exciting month for us to just kind of promote our services and kind of talk about what we do. So during the month of May at OSPTI, I offer free speech and language screenings for children. So it's a perfect opportunity if you have questions about your child's speech or language development to come in and ask me any questions, and we can kind of see where they are and how I can help them.
Fantastic. And along with that, did you typically get a lot of calls concerning this, the better hearing and speech?
Yes, we do for our free screens. We do it every year, and it, like I said, it's just a really good opportunity for parents to come in and ask those questions and just kind of see where their child is at with their speech and language development. So if you'd like to schedule one of those, you just call us at the clinic here. The number is 641-7725.
All right. Kelsey, let's switch gears here for a minute and talk about Bike and Walk to School. What is this about?
Right. So today we had Bike and Walk to School Day. It's a national event that promotes being active and then safe routes to school. So this year, Wahpeton School had the biggest change of percentage of participation. So last year they were 25% and they bumped up to 67% this year. So that's awesome. Next in line was St. John's School with 68% participation. Breck Elementary was 69%, and then St. Mary's was the top one with 77% participation. So it was just so awesome to see all the kiddos biking and walking to school and really enjoying that.
That's Tom Hare over there putting the button to him going, yeah, you got to bike and walk today, definitely. Well, let's talk about the 5K. We've been talking about this for a while. This is coming up. It starts this afternoon at 5, correct?
Correct. Yep. So it's our 5K here at OSPTI, and it's not too late to register. You can register up until 5:45, and the race starts at 6 tonight.
All right. Kelsey, if people have any questions, they want to know more about everything that we've been talking about and what you're all about at OSPTI, what is your number over there?
Our number is 641-7725.
All right, Kelsey, enjoy the day. Enjoy that 5K tonight, and let's hear it for Better Hearing and Speech Month going on in the month of May. Kelsey, great to talk with you. Have a good week. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, that is Kelsey at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our good friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced USDA accepting more than 2 million acres in offers from ag producers and landowners through the Conservation Reserve Program's general sign-up. 2 million going in, but 3.4 million acres going out.
That represents about 55% of the contracts that are expiring or coming back in. We've actually received a slightly lower amount of acres, new acres. Last year, for example, we saw about 700,000 new acres coming to the program. This year, it's about 300,000 less. And so the result is we will see what happens next week when the grassland sign-up numbers come in. But the expectation is that we'll probably see slightly fewer acres in the program. That's not surprising given the current state of the market.